This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House Commerce Committee is holding a hearing today on concussions in sports. As parents increasingly worry about concussions, they're steering their children away from football and into sports that require less physical contact. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The number of people playing tackle football is down 28% since 2008, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, a trade group that gets some money from the NFL.
The issues around injury are real.
Tom Cove is the association's president and CEO. He says there are other factors. More kids are focusing on just one sport, and football can be expensive. But he says the number of football players is starting to trend upward, increasing by about 4% overall last year. And more people are playing fantasy football and football video games.
All of those things influence the NFL's place in our culture, so it's beyond just participation.
But will they be as enthusiastic as people who've played football? Robert Boddy teaches economics at Lake Forest College.
If you don't play a sport, it's really hard to feel passionate about it.
Still, Boddy doesn't see anything replacing football in the near future. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.